This is CliffCentral.com. Pan-African Connect on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to Monday. The time is 2 minutes past three. My name is Rosie Motena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. Welcome to my show called Pan-African Connect, where we connect to all amazing, beautiful people from across our continent, whether it's food, decor, tradition, religion, love, music, everything that is beautiful and worth talking about on the African continent, we are going to talk about it. Before we get into the show, of course, you can contact us on 0861-555-189. I'm on Twitter at CliffCentral.com, and of course the Facebook and Instagram pages on the Cliff Central, or my name, Rosie Motene. Today we're going to Nigeria. Gorgeous, gorgeous, incredibly talented, award-winning musician, producer, songwriter, Bijiano. Ladies, if you're in the studio with me, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, there's just so much love coming from this man. But before we go into getting to about who he is, what he does, let's listen to this.
African people, Triple B don't learn today. Who no know go surely know, or else yawa go just got. Oh yeah, yeah. Afrobeat forever, fella forever, Triple B, they here. Let's go.
Yeah, egba mi, Triple B crew, fegba mi. Pelu ori dundu yi, lasiko ta wa yi. Yeah, egba mi, Triple B crew, fegba mi. Pelu ori dundu yi, lasiko ta wa yi.
Now check me, never give a damn, cause I blast it.
Part of the rap star, faster. Cause I'm gonna get you on a track, man. Yes, man. Everybody wanna be like you, man. You, man. Got the ghost calling at the house, man. Bow, man. Got the Triple B at the house, man. Roll us the mic, we have to track them down, man. Toy boy, stepping on like a road boy. Tell me what, boy. What a one and I am mix, boy. Big things, I'm a one, I will mix, boy. Got the ghost call, give thanks to the Lord.
Welcome back to the show. As I said, my name is Rosie Motena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. Welcome to my show titled Pan-African Connect. And in studio with me, I have the gorgeous, talented Bijiano, all the way from Nigeria. How are you?
I'm so good. And you?
I can see you good.
Obviously,
you are oozing
good
with just love and passion and
word.
Pure style. I love it.
You're making my head swell here now. Thank
so
you so much.
How long have you been in SA?
I've been here for a couple of years, mm-hmm. but basically in this moment now, I've been here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah? Yeah. And we're treating you well, I hope.
Yeah, so far so good, not bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that the management has been so strict on me.
I know, you were telling
me. They don't want me to go eat sushi in Yaman.
I've got to tell my listeners this. I was like, he's in Johannesburg. It was Sunday afternoon, beautiful hot day. Where should he have been at? A Chisinyama, but he wasn't. He was in his room.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak to your management about this.
They don't want me to eat meat. Yo, I want meat and pap and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But let's take it to the big, back to the beginning. Right. Where you obviously grew up in Nigeria.
Yeah, I grew up in Lagos, Nigeria, mm-hmm. basically with a family of yeah. six, and I'm the fourth in the family.
Wow. And did you come from a musically based family?
Yeah, I think basically, yes. I think that's the influence positively on me yeah. because mom sings in the choir, dad plays music on the whole time in the house. So I think I pick it up from there.
Yeah. Mm. And your training, did you do any professional training?
Basically, we did that while we were in church because my church kind of put everybody together and just, you know, appointed these ladies to come and, you know, professionally teach us how to control your vocal cords and all that, the music and all that.
Yeah.
So, but since then, I think I developed myself on alone, you know what I mean? So, and so far, so good. We've been doing good.
Yeah. Mm. But as a kid, I mean, you know, we always have our dreams and ambitions. What were yours? Was yours to become a musician, or did you have other ideas of becoming a pilot or other things that little boys want to do?
I just figure out that my career and my life is just, you know, being centralized around the thing that's is called my passion. My passion yeah. is to just be able to touch people's life and affect people, you know, positively. So yeah. as I was growing up, I don't really have the facility to touch people's life and, you know, positively motivate them. But I think with music, I can actually. So I was doing that while I was in church. Growing up in school, we go for concerts and all that. So I feel if I can reach out to people with my music, I think yeah. that's my call.
Yeah.
So I stick to that. I don't want to listen to my dad saying, you have to be an engineering, you have yeah. to be aeronautic engineer. Daddy, please let me do what I got to do.
And you're lucky that he allowed you to do
it. It was tough. He didn't allow me. He didn't actually allow me. I had yeah. to run away from there. It was a serious, you know, challenge for me when I was growing up with my career.
Yeah.
Because my dad is, you know, is a military man. At the same time, he doesn't want any of his children to go the wayward side.
Wow.
So he felt you had to follow the protocol within the family train. Everybody graduated. Everybody do this. Everybody do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel you can't dictate career for me.
Yeah. Especially for an artist.
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, people who don't have that creative spirit or energy. Yeah. They just think we're mad.
So I took it upon me, and then we had to go be the glory, forgive me, and he took me back again when we had the hit song, that one.
he had to wait for that bit of stardom.
Yeah.
But you were saying that you know, he wanted everybody in the family to follow protocol and everything. What did your other brothers and sisters do? You said that you got six.
Yeah, we're six.
Yeah.
And two doctors and one pilot. And me was supposed to be an engineer. And then I took the other way around. And then...
it's pretty close. I mean, you're a music producer, music engineer.
Yeah.
You could master around that.
Yeah. So, and then it was tough for me because... But Dad forgive me when he figured out all his friends had my song as their ringtone. I mean, their color back tune. So anytime he calls his friend, he'd be like... what is this about this song you guys are putting on? Then that's how he called me up, and we actually sat down, we talked, and then we had the reconciliation and the reunion.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Mm.
But your first band that you all group that you put together was Triple B.
Yeah, it was Triple B.
Yeah, how did that come together?
Triple B started way back in 1990, if I'm not mistaken, 1998, 1999. I was actually called to come and open the show for this concert, Play Safe Rave, in Nigeria way back then. And then it was, you know, organized by Kose Limited then. Sorry for the name.
Yeah, no, it's fine. This is Cliff Central. You can say what you want.
Oh, okay, fine. And then they called me. I'm talking about the likes of DJ Jimmy Jad. I'm talking about the likes of Basket Mall, when everybody's still struggling, when the structure and the business infrastructure in Nigeria was still not growing way back then. So they called me to come and open the show in Amphitheater in Obafemi Awolowo University in Ilife, in Osun State. And I did just one song, which is a freestyle from Donny Jones's instrumental.
Yeah.
The one that goes up. So I did that freestyle, and after performance, they called me up and be like, Plantation Boys actually approached me first, which is Two Face and Black Face. And Alari Wolf Africa approached me as well, saying, I would like to join the Triple B, my younger brothers. And and that's how it got started. So I took the other way around, joining the Triple B, and it was quite awesome. Mm. We had Egbami, we had a couple of, you know, singles. At that moment, the song was accepted. It was just like, we just tried it, and everybody just accepted it. So it was Triple B, Remedies, and then who was reigning then? It was just we controlling the industry then.
Yeah. So. But what was it like back then? Because, I mean, you mentioned DJ Jimmy Jett, and it was Nedo C, it was Iko Chukwu, that was, I think, my and a lot of other South Africans' introduction into Nigerian music.
Mm-hmm.
What was the music scene like? How difficult was it breaking into it then?
Well, then, I think it was quite easy then. Yeah, if I must say, it was quite easy then if you have that potential and you have little funds to push yourself around. You know why it's difficult now is because there's a whole lot of competition because everybody now is on top of his game.
Right
then you have less people coming in through doing what we're trying to do. So then it was tough at the same time, but the industry made it tough because they couldn't like really recognize us, like, what are these guys doing, except for few corporate firms, marketing companies, you know, that feels okay, let's do Benson and Edge's Golden Tones and Rootman's Groove.
Yeah.
And they created, you know, events around universities that would kind of, you know, make a little funds while we're doing our thing. But basically, the structure wasn't there then. But right now, it's quite more better and different from the way back.
Yeah.
Well, for the first track that we were listening to earlier on, Egbi B.
Yeah, Egbami.
Egbami, sorry.
You know what Egbami means? No. I teach you my language.
Yeah, you said time you teach me.
You know when you see something that's shocking, you're like, yo! Yo.
You already sound African.
Yeah, so Egbami is like, yeah, jeez, like, what?
Okay.
So that's what Egbami means. Egbami means say, help, like, what? You know what I'm saying?
I love it. And when did you break away from the band?
It was 2002 when we started having some mismanagement issues with the band, and then
it happens to the best of people.
I don't want to blow my trumpet, but I know I impacted the band, the team, so much that I write songs, I fund the bands most of the time.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and I just decided to just, you know, back out, do what I gotta do, try. It took me time to kind of come up with Child that, you know, took me central in 2008, 2009, and that was how it all started.
And okay, let's talk about Shire.
Shire,
yeah. Before we get into that, your songwriting, where do you get your inspiration from?
It just comes. Yeah, just comes. I probably might just be chatting with you and you're talking to me. Yeah. That's why a lot of people don't understand me. Because if you're talking to me, I might be saying, yeah, right, sure, right, yeah, sure, right. But right there in my brain, something is going down. And then I'd be like, I'm a little bit distracted. It even reminded me when I was in school. My lecturer would be in the front of the class talking, and my different things would be ringing in my brain, and I'll be writing it down. And they'll be like, Gabriel. And I'd be like, yes. And everybody would bust laughing in the class. I'm like, what? What are you guys saying, Seth? You know? So, you know, it comes from God, I think. The inspiration comes from God.
Yeah, I
have the lyrics right there. It comes down, I write it down. Mm-hmm. And immediately while I'm performing in the studio, I already have the visual creativity in there, my head.
You just said your name, Gabriel. So Gabriel. Where does Bijiano come from?
Bijiano, you know, when I was with a group, we have BQ, we have B-Flex, and we have BG.
Yeah.
BG is just like an abbreviate of my name, Babalola Gabriel.
Right.
Right. But when I left and I feel I want to be alone, I'm like, I don't want people to call me a BG of Triple B. BG of Roseanne of Cliff Central. You know what I'm saying? No. Let's do Bijiano. So I sat down, I'm like, what if they ask me what is the meaning of Bijiano? What am I going to say? So I said, it's born, irrepressible, genius, individual, African number one.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
So that is powerful.
That's how Bijiano comes from. It's just like the interpretation of me. Like the
But
meaning.
Also, Gabriel is an incredibly powerful name anyway.
I'm an angel now.
Yeah.
Help your life.
He comes and he whops in here. But okay, let's go back to your first album. So that you released that in 2008.
Yep.
Shayo. Yeah, Shayo. What does it mean?
Shayo means drink. Drink. Just drunk.
And
tomorrow, babalaz.
Are you sure you're not South African? Did you collaborate with anyone?
In South Africa?
No. Did you the show?
In the album. Yeah. I had late, may so rest in peace, Da Green on that album. I have General Pipe on that album. Actually, the album, the inspiration on that album is I feel I could do it on my own. I approached a couple of record labels then, but nobody believed in you because they feel, how am I going to make my money back? So if I could also do my own, I felt this album, I want to do it on my own. I don't want to feature no big artists on that album. And that's how I came about Shayo.
Yeah.
And it was a success, to God be the glory, right? So those two are the people that I feature. And apart from the upcoming artists, they are my own materials. I need to expose them.
Yeah.
Like Chido, Young Chido, that's the younger brother to Genevieve and Naji.
Okay.
And I have T-Code. Mm-hmm. He sings Fuji, you know, the other Yoruba aspect of, you know.
Yeah.
And again, I have another girl called I have Ill Bliss, I have Vector on that album, on Shy Remix, actually. And I have a lot of people in there, but basically, I thought I was going to just do Digiano. I don't even want to feature nobody.
Yeah.
And trust me, I'm going on top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was quite fun, though.
Yeah. But how was the sound from that? How did it differ from when you were with Triple B?
Now, I think my vocal cords, my vocal control, my experience in singing and songwriting skills is more improved.
Mm.
But basically, it's still me. Sometimes when you listen to, like, if you listen to my first album, Shayo, you incredibly find out I have some wholesome evergreen song in there. You know what I'm saying? So, and that right now, I think I'm more mature when it comes to my lyrical content and, you know, vocal energy and stuff. So, I think that's just the only difference right now.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel so original doing that at that time. I never had any regret. If I listen to my song way back now, my first album, I still feel, man, my second album has to beat this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's epic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm classic, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, that's the trait of any artist, is that you've always just got to be better than your next piece of work.
Mm.
That's how you remain relevant and out there, you know?
Yeah.
Who do you want to work with in the future, locally?
Locally
is in Nigeria locally, and then South African locally.
Basically in Nigeria, before I go back, I recorded with a couple of artists,
mm-hmm.
and then I kept them in my archives. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had Olamide, I had Davido, I have one with Wizkid as well. I have one with Maydi.
Oh wow.
I have a whole lot, but as I'm sitting in front of you, especially your beauty is even making me forgetting everything, safe. I can't even remember anything. I'm just talking everything here. You know, you're just so beautiful. You know how long it took me to sit down on my computer and just do research on you, Rosane? Oh my word, God almighty.
Yo, listen to this, man.
It took me forever, though. All right, so, but in South Africa, we're working on a couple of collaborations with Amy G, my boy, my brother, you know, Amy G, runs a Naira, and we're working with Uhuru. In a couple of weeks, we should be having a couple of songs out there. And then, what, Twanzi? Is it Twanzi? Twiza.
Yeah.
He has this guy, Twiza. Twiza is quite good. I listen to him, I watch him.
Yeah.
He's quite good. And then one more person we're working with. One more person we're working with, we're going to be recording with, apart from Twiza, Uhuru.
That's exciting.
Hey, DJ and Big Naz and Tira.
Oh, wow. You're bringing in the big boys.
That's exactly what we're aiming at right now, man.
Nice,
so
nice.
We just want to focus on the commercial market right now.
Mm. Okay, well, let's listen to Shayo, and then after that, let's talk about your brand development and the importance
of
that.
Right.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So me and my friends sit down, we relate to you. Say make we gather people come jubilate to you. Cause now my success I try celebrate to you. You see, you can't afford to come late to you. Cause my gate go they close by 80. And if you come so quick and come for 80, you girls them yapa, you can start to relate to you late to you. And if you want to chocolate to Holy Hendrix already done circulate to. But if you feel intoxicated to sit down in your place and start to meditate me. Why nobody fighting in this place you? Cause if you do you go enter police case you. Oh my God, I can start to dictate, oh. If you love yourself, give yourself any respect, oh. Body good, it blow like fire. Shall you good, it flow like water. Anything you want, make you na order. Cause I got everything to make you surrender. Oh, go deep in back to my all my party. Make you na go shy, oh. All the pleasures they full of smoke, yo. All the boys where they dance and they toast, yo. Even all the girls on high, but I'm composed, yo. Bend your waist and take it slow. Dance to the beat as Vigiano to the flow. This not my time, make I spend my dough. Even if I like, I go smoky, go. You never hear this on your radio. Empty to bass, go love to play all of my video. All of I go sell, I go carry all my money, go. Ghana must go, make you must full of flow. Shout Vigiano, Polytechnics don't they all have Vigiano. London people don't they find Vigiano. American, Jamaican, low. Body good, it blow like fire. Shall you good, it flow like water. Anything you want, make you order. Cause I got everything to make you surrender.
you were only in the studio with us now. We have been jamming. I'm even a bit out of breath now. That track is hot. Hot, 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 hot. So, your brand. How would you, if somebody said in one sentence, how would you describe your Overlook and your brand?
I think I'll just say just matured. Just matured, basically. A brand that you can actually look back and say, this is what I want to invest my money on, from the inside to the outside. A lot of people get a misconception about who Bigiano is. They want to think about how you look, my hair, my tattoos, and a whole lot. And I actually want to judge you with the cover. It's like you looking at a book and you're actually judging the book by the cover.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, but there's a whole lot inside of me that I feel God want me to, you know, put on the table for people. Like people out there needs help. There's a whole lot of people out there that needs to be motivated. There's a whole lot of less privileges out there. So I think my life, my brand is for people. It's like a charity brand. It's like a brand where you feel my mission in life is to fulfill people, make people feel happy and fulfill it, help them. It's my joy.
Because a lot of people don't understand that when you step into that platform, you have so much power in terms of changing people's lives.
Exactly.
And the message you're going to be putting out there.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Which I think is very, very important.
It's vital. It's just vital. That's just the, because if you want to say you want to make money, you want to drive this kind of car, you want to live, you want to buy properties. How many, if you buy 5 properties, how many of them would you sleep in one day? Then if you have all the money, how many bank accounts you want to have?
Yeah.
Then if you die, what happens?
Yeah.
So why don't you use the money to take care of people, touch their lives?
Yeah.
Just touch them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, and it doesn't take a lot, actually.
It's nothing, because you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
Because to whom much is given, much is expected.
Yeah.
And now if you give, definitely, that's the only thing about me, and my management, my lawyer is always telling me, listen, whatever comes from Bigiano is for Bigiano. Mm-hmm. Don't take whatever comes from Bigiano to Gabriel.
Yeah.
Because he knows whatever comes from Bigiano, I'll always want to use it for Gabriel to sort out and help people.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, how do you want to develop your brand?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're always trying to guide me to making sure I don't just misplace my priority. Mm. But if you left to me alone, I'm ready to give it out all. Because I know they will call me again and say, oh yeah, we have a concert in Angola, you come and perform.
Yeah.
So I can recover my loss.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not a loss. But to the team, they're like, oh yo, we need to, you guys, man.
Who makes up your team?
Basically me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it has to be, you know who you want.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of mistakes in the beginning in my whole career. And then that's why you see, I come and I keep quiet again. And I come and I keep quiet because I keep, you know, diving into the wrong set of people.
Yeah.
That always want to, you know, take advantage of me and want to milk with you. And all they want to do is to just, you know, exploit you. You know, you know what I'm saying? You know, but because
and of especially with the music industry, I mean, you hear of just phenomenal musicians who have like had the most amazing accolades and performed on the most phenomenal stages.
Mm-hmm.
But then they die as paupers.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Because two things, management and structure.
Yeah.
If you don't have the right people who can manage you.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, and then if you don't have the right structure around you to build your career on, it's like you're wasting your time and resources. You know what I'm saying? So that's the all different. But basically, right now, what we're trying to do is to make sure we make an impact and we impact people.
Yeah. But that's important.
I'm not making impact now just because I want to buy a property.
Yeah.
I'm making impact because
I want to have longevity. People.
Yeah, because if I get to heaven at the end of the day, I want to be like, this is what I've done. Even though I have tattoos on my body, I win souls for Christ. Yeah. That's my mission.
I love that.
That's my mission.
You, at some point, you took yourself to London. What led you in that path?
Those one came and they be like, that's the same people we talk about. Yeah. They came and be like, oh yeah, actually the CEO, the president, or the chairman of the company happens to be my uncle, Femi Johnson.
Okay.
And then he has this company called Star Mix and M-Plus company. M-Plus is the one who manages the train station underground DLR in London.
Right.
Is the president. So he had this Star Mix, but it's not always there.
Yeah.
So he said he want me to come there, be a mainstream artist and do this and that.
Mm.
And we signed a contract.
Mm.
Now I got to London. I told him, this is what I feel. Let's drop an album in Nigeria. Drop like a couple of singles. Be relevant in Nigeria where we know that's my market.
Yeah.
Before we can dive into doing the collaboration with the international artists and stuff. But they won't listen.
Mm.
They set up a concert. They brought Marion. They brought R. Kelly. We did a concert. I recorded with Marion. I did a whole lot of collaboration with all these artists. At the end of the day, the company folded up because of lack of management. Now the collaboration with me and Omarion is nobody even know I did a collaboration with Omarion.
Wow. And where is that sitting now?
I mean, there in London, maybe in their archives or something. Yeah. I'm not even bothered to even ask her because I think I have better things to do in my life. I'm saying I stayed in London for about 2 years, Don Jazz, the rest of the bangers, and one day call it everybody, all my friends come to London and be like, Bijan, what are you doing here? Come to Nigeria now.
It's time now.
I come to Nigeria. What are you doing here now, shoe? And I'm be like, dude, I got a contract, man. I'm actually under this label, blah, blah. So, I mean, Stamix, at some point, I had to, like, fight for myself. Flew my lawyer down to London, and I called my dad. I'm like, dude, I'm going to kill your brother, whatever you call him, man. You should pay me my money. The ones I've done, I'm done here.
Yeah. But they always say, don't get into business with friends and don't get into business with family.
Ah, man, I did that mistake.
Do it with total strangers so that if they stab you in the back for you to close that door, it's fine.
The sentiment was just too much. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's no... I don't want to make that mistake anymore. Yeah. So basically, that's about Stamix and Bijiano. And one of the reasons why people be like, oh, where's Bijiano? Where's Bijiano? He kept quiet for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not... The problem is not fund to work or potential or voice to work. It's just the right people to work with.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why I mean, I know.
And also the thing is, if you're going to be working with the wrong people, it's going to affect your creativity.
Exactly.
The passion is not going to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As I speak to you, I have... If I want to compile an album right now, say... Just list of tracks. I can compile 3 albums, like 16, 16, 16.
Yeah.
I can do that. But I mean, it's because all the period while I was right there sitting down doing nothing, I was just writing song and recording, writing song and doing nothing. But now to have the right people is just a problem. But I think right now I'm settled with Roseanne. I don't think I should be looking for the right people. I'm in the right place.
You're in the right place right now. But the thing is, one thing I admire about you, because I mean, when I did my research and what you were speaking about, is that you're patient. And that's where a lot of other artists fail, because the other artists will maybe stick it out at a record label
that's not working for them.
Then they start, excuse my language, but they start producing crap.
Thank you so
much.
You
know, just because they were like, we want to remain relevant, so people can say, no, I'm recording. Meantime, what's coming
exactly.
out is nonsense.
Thank you so much. I can thank God that it's working for me now in 2016.
Yeah.
This thing you said way back, I said it to myself. Somebody be like, Omo, just drop something. I'm like, I'm not just going to drop something. I dropped Shayo 2008 and 2009, and it took me 3 years. And so far, nobody has ever beat that kind of video or that kind of heat.
Yeah.
If God can give me that as evergreen, let me be patient.
Yeah.
Let me take,
who did that video?
It was Godfather.
Ah, okay.
I shot here in Josie here. It was Godfather, right? So I go to places. I still look. Thank God for God that give me the look that doesn't know that. Thank God we don't look like what we've been through.
Yeah.
If I look like what we've been through, maybe by now I'll be sitting here with some rod and I'll be like Father Moses in the Bible. I'll be like, Rosen, it's good to be here in Cliff Central. Hello, everybody. Jesus is Lord. Because there I'll be thinking of going there to chill by God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've been through a whole lot. But thank God for not looking like what we've been through.
Yeah, but you know God only gives you stuff that you can handle. He doesn't give it to everybody.
I know.
So, okay, we need to pay a couple of bills, so let's have an ad break.
When you're in the back seat with 4 multicolored aliens and a talking bear, you don't ask questions. Questions like,
where are we going anyway?
Can I have another cookie?
Mom, are we there yet?
Because when you can watch Teletubbies, Winnie the Pooh, and all the best kid shows online anytime for 99 Rand a month with Showmax, a long road trip goes by a whole lot faster. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Cliff Central Revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
To everybody, oh, I be somebody. If you feeling no matter, oh, I be somebody. Hello, Patricia, wow, I be somebody. Even to Balabeja, wow, I be somebody.
Mama,
Somebody, if you feel in a mado, I be somebody. Hello, Patricia, wow, I be somebody. Even to Valo Beja, wow, I be somebody. Everybody come follow me, go. One lago lorino, one shoes a jilorino, bell and tongue lorino. Everybody come follow me, go.
For whatever, back whatever, you know, I've come to stay. Follow my fans, I miss me truly, you know, I've come to stay. They can't stop me now. They can't stop me now. They can't stop me now.
To everybody, yo, oh, I be somebody. If you feeling no matter, oh, I be somebody. Hello, Patricia, wow, I be somebody.
Welcome back to the show. The time is 33 minutes past 3. My name is Rosie Muthena, and of course, this is Pan African Connect. And in studio, we have the talented Bijiano, and that was his song, Somebody.
I be somebody.
You are somebody.
You know what that means. I be somebody.
I be somebody.
You know, I be somebody means you are somebody. Mm. All right, the inspiration about that song is when I go to Lagos with like 4 videos shot in Cape Town. Mm. And then I felt, now let me do something, because now I'm in this different, you know, this is my hood. Mm. Let me try and do something. So me and Sheezy happens to be my little bro. Mm. We got in the studio. Actually, we wanted to do something else, but you know how God works. This came up and yeah, we actually, you know, jump on this. And when I said I'd be somebody is to let everybody know, no matter who you are, mm, where you are, and what you are, mm, don't let nobody pull you down. Mm. Just let everybody know you are somebody. You yeah are who you are. Even you're staying in Kailisha, or you're staying in the shack, or Google H2, don't let anybody tell you, yeah, you know where I live? I live in my country. And so, F what? What? Mm. Mm. I live in my house too, my father's house, and I am somebody.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself and be who you are.
Yeah.
That's what that track means.
So true, so true. Because we have a problem with communities around the world, in just society in general.
I know.
Of just like pulling everybody down and undermining.
Like,
and
if you like, buy business class and I buy economy. As long as we fly the same plane, yeah, and land together, you are somebody and I am somebody.
Absolutely.
If you like, buy Ferrari and Porsche Cayenne, I am driving my Golf 1, I am somebody. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm.
Mm. But you moved to SA.
Yeah, something like that.
How difficult was it to adjust to SA style as opposed to Nigeria?
It's not actually difficult to mm-hmm adapt here, because I've mostly been coming and I've yeah been to a lot of places and then. But it might be a little bit difficult on the other side for every other person interpretation of my decision in moving here, because they don't know my plans.
Mm.
They might be like, ah, How you want to cope day?
Mm.
Hey, apart from the food day, how do you want to make it in the industry?
But listen, the food, we getting jacked. There's so many more Nigerian.
Decent
Nigerian shop.
You must invite me one Saturday. You go, you cook better food. Yo, I will come and eat well. You know? I've been enjoying myself, but it's just a very good decision that I made, because I feel I've impacted these people here. Let me just, you know, sow my seed across the world, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be back and forth for me.
Yeah.
Like if I establish my new singles, my new material now, here is explain, everything is fine.
Yeah.
I can go to Nigeria and do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably might just go around UK and do tours and all that. Actually, yeah, they're calling me in Germany and America for March and April.
Beautiful.
But I'm trying to see how to, you know, basically establish myself first before I start jumping up and down.
But when in the break we were talking about how thing, the music industry is a lot more structured in South Africa as opposed to Nigeria. Mm. How do we rectify that in terms of the whole continent basically getting onto the same level of music production?
Wow, that's a very technical question. That's if I become the president.
Listen, I think it's possible.
You know. Yeah, we're still praying. It's not like Nigeria is down there. Mm. Nigeria basically right now we're the biggest.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to entertainment, infrastructure.
And you're the fastest growing.
Yeah, so like, no matter what is going on with our leaders right there, well, we're still the biggest because we pay the biggest artists in America to come perform in Nigeria. We come to South Africa, we pay people to do stuff. I mean, but we can't be going up and down and oppressing people like that. We need to structure. So we're just begging the government, the same way they put all the energies in football and electricity or what not. Let them just, you know, see the music industry as the life and the future for the younger race, where they feel, oh yeah, music can definitely make this back 1, 2, 3, 4 years, and let's have a structure so that when these people drop materials, they earn something back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I think it's a gradual thing we can grow.
In the future, I mean, if you had a wish list of people that you'd like to collaborate with, who would it be on the continent?
Yeah, I mean, talking about the continent generally. There's a whole lot of them, basically. Mm. And then I think I want to start, I still rest in peace with Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And she's my mom. She's my everything. She inspired me. She got me here today because, I mean, I live by her.
Yeah.
I study her. My vocal training, my strength, my energy in music and passion is basically from Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson. So it's unfortunately I lost the both of them. So, but basically, if I want to do right now, say I want to do a collaboration, first of all, pick Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
He's my buddy and so I love that boy.
Yeah.
And then I think of Drake. And then I think of maybe Phil Collins, if he's still alive, or do an evergreen song like that. And then maybe I think of Roseanne.
Yeah.
And do a song with Roseanne.
Anything's possible, baby. Anything is possible.
Trust me. We should have a collaboration. Trust me.
But you don't want to hear me sing. I'll just have to talk and give my signature laugh.
That one's FD now. That one a part of him. If you don't drum, just the smile and the laugh alone is captivating.
Then we've got it.
I swear, trust me.
And charities, I mean, I know you've spoken a lot about giving back. Is there any specific cause that you strongly believe in?
Yeah, we're working on one awareness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oneness awareness. We're trying to register ourselves. We actually registered. We're trying to just structure ourselves, do our own homework. And maybe after the election, we can now push further to see how we can, you know, do our campaign. We have that going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's what we're working on, to see how we can actually give back to the society.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm one of the directors on that platform. Basically.
And is it aimed for empowering children? What areas
it's
is it?
General, it's for... Yeah. Para children and the able children and everybody. I mean, we can come up with different ideas. We can just, you know, extend and broaden our whole, you know, course to anywhere. It's not limited to saying you're white or you're black. We're not racist. We do things like we're one, because we're one body. We all share the same blood. If you slaughter a white man now, his blood will come out now. And if you slaughter a black man, it's the same blood now.
Yeah.
But to say now, black engine hoy, they come out for people. You say, yeah, sure, this one, a vampire, an alien. You know, but we're one. So I don't know why people think we should just go ahead and be giving ourselves issues with, you know, you're this, you're that. No, we don't want to be like that. We're straight.
Yeah. Mm. You're God-fearing, which is beautiful.
Yeah, basically.
What religion do you follow?
Christian.
Mm-hmm.
My background.
Yeah.
In the morning, 6 a.m., my dad is going to carry the bell. Bang, 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 bang. Wake up. You know, exactly when you watch movie till about 4:30 before you sleep, and in another 5 minutes, somebody is waking to come and pray. Pray which prayer, na? Shoo. Let me sleep, na. Well, they're not going to let you sleep, you know. So I grew up in that kind of family where we all have to read Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you do something now, they report you to my dad. My dad will not beat you. He'll tell you, go and bring your Bible. He'll tell you, read from chapter 1 of 1 Corinthians to the end. And come back and tell me what you learned inside. So you can imagine, if I'm talking to people... I talk with scripture sometimes because I
But were you naughty?
Because I'm a pastor.
because if you know I a lot of scriptures. Many,
because I committed many, many atrocities because I was stubborn when I was growing up. So I always read Bible. I know it's just to read Bible. Okay, don't worry. I'll commit this one. I'll read Bible.
Yeah. And you bring that into your music?
Yeah, somehow. Mm-hmm. And that's how it reflects in my, you know, my style of music and my content as well. Mm. And then, you know, I just want God to just give me that thing that I'm willing, I want to be able to, you know, reach out more. Like, I need more so I can give out more.
Yeah. You know, and just like, keep on pushing that. Pushing
it's like
that.
I'm on the top of me. Like, no, I want it. I'm just, you know, I just want it in full. So, you know, I can push it out in full. You know what I'm saying?
But where I mean, your brand has extended. I mean, you were saying that you're going to be probably going to Germany and you've done the UK. How do you think Nigerian music has been acknowledged across the world?
Because we still lack of that structure. It gives us that chance to go out there and just only perform for the Nigerian community out there.
Yeah.
So I feel we should get to that level where we go out there and we perform globally.
Yeah.
Now, not like, I mean Malaysia now, but I only have to perform for the Nigerian community. No, we should be able to do a global music where everybody's going to accept, like Angela Kijo or Papa Wemba or, you know, Yusu Undu, all those people, they will sing, everybody want to listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Bukola Elemide is trying to do, which is Asha. Mm. She's my friend. We grew up together. We were together, you know, so, and that's where we're looking at how we want to, you know, penetrate and go.
Yeah.
Basically, as far as to say.
Mm. Because it's really, I think it's incredibly interesting, exciting on the style that's coming out, because for many years, yes, we had our greats, and you've just mentioned them, Angelique Kidjo and so forth, but they had a very, very specific sound to it.
Yeah.
Whereas your music has got a very, very different feel to it. I mean, you can hear it's Nigerian, but it can transcend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's the important thing of getting that across to all four corners of the globe.
Yeah, but sometimes we try to get a misconception about this whole thing, because I feel like Akon said it all the time we were together in California. Akon said to me, say, if you can be genuine, if you can take the language barrier away, trust me, you're going to be all over the places.
Mm.
Yeah, I said that word to my manager. My manager was like, Akon, he wants to use you. He will just take you and use you. And I'm like, and language barrier is just because I sing and I put probably my language. It's like when you're singing, you're doing, this guy is Kosa. You can't tell me to stop that because I want to reach out to people. But I mean, if you can't give me the platform to know that you have the gender kind of music, and say, African, this is an African segment. I know I can speak if it's a hard-brand segment. I know I got to do a proper R&B. So that's why when I see concert, when they bring maybe Lil Wayne and maybe, you know, Tiga, any one of them, our fans, our sisters, our crowd, our girls, guys, they rap back to back to these people. So if we can reach out to the market, and for example, Pepsi bringing or Coca-Cola bringing Lil Wayne to come and rap, and say, give it for you, and everybody's saying the same thing, then we can as well do the same thing and reach out.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I think the language barrier shouldn't be the problem. If we can take that away, trust me, we're going to be all over the world.
Because if you think about it, when you put children together and they all speak a different language, they'll play.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I was speaking to my cousins, and I didn't grow up speaking my traditional language.
Mm-hmm.
So I was speaking English; they were speaking Tswana. But we were the best of friends.
Yeah,
for years. So you know what I mean. I think people use the language barrier as just an excuse.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And I think if anything, it's going to transcend, especially in South Africa, because you know we. Our country is xenophobic. I'm just going to say that, and irrespective of our government will deny it and so forth. And I think through the different levels of languages that are going to come through, that is what's going to break the barriers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and I think that is something that we need to celebrate about ourselves.
True.
You know?
But I'm proud of South Africans because they're proud of their language. It's like the last time I was watching the football of the year, whatever award, and they call all these people to come on board and come and grab an award, and they go there and they start speaking their language. It's not like they can't try to speak English, but they're so proud of them. So South African, every artist will speak and speak English and still put their language inside.
Yeah.
So it's our thing. We're born, we're grown with it.
Yeah.
We're doing it, we love it. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just the way it is. I'm proud of this industry here, and even in Nigeria, I'm proud of it.
We got a message came through from Temba. He said, "Hey, I'm Xhosa and we don't speak like that." Yes,
yes.
It's tongue in cheek, my brother. Tongue in cheek. You know, this is Cliff Central. I hope you're enjoying the show, Temba. Family.
Yeah.
Do we have a whole lot of beautiful Bajianos running around, creating music, creating havoc, learning the scriptures because they're naughty?
Yeah, well, I'm still looking for where to pay Lubola.
You need to come to Bophuthatswana and speak to my mother. Bophuthatswana.
Take me there. Let me go and speak to my mom. Tell my mom, you see, problem? No. Problem is, you know, everything is fine. Once I get a pale Ebola, I think we can start having more little Bijano to scatter the house and everything. Yeah. But for now, I'm just looking up to God and just, you know, choose for me. And I'm just to work out. I'm just working out, you know, focusing on my career right now.
Yeah.
At this point in time in my life is where I need to aggressively demand for what I want, not to wait for it to come. I want to go get it. I don't want to wait. I want to go get it. I'm sure my teams are listening. This is the spirit I want in everybody.
If they're
right
not
now,
listening, they better wait.
I don't want to wait now. Say, okay, God is waiting. I'm waiting for. No, it won't come down. I want us to go get it and put it into, you know, reality, so we can know we're fulfilled.
Yeah,
and I'm saying, gonna do it where you're gonna wait. Don't, if you wait, you will miss your flights.
Yeah.
it's
not going to land on your
lap. No,
you'll
miss it.
Especially this industry. You need to go out and die.
Especially this year, 2016, I'm telling you, if you don't go now and do what you, whatever ideas in your brain, in your archives, in your portfolio, in your safe, put it out now, start thinking of putting it together.
Yeah.
If you keep it there, trust me, next year, somebody's going to put it on the table for you. You're late. You miss your flight. It's
absolutely
coming. In Nigeria, we call it voicemail. Jones.
Your song tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah, what's that about?
Tonight
it's
is
all
like,
about tonight. It's happening.
Tonight is like the reintroduction of myself because you know I used to have my braids, my hair long like that. So I cut my hair, has a couple of tattoos on my body. But people, a lot of people have grown and they won't even know who Bijiano is. So tonight is an idea to let them know, it's still me, Bijiano.
Yeah.
So that's why when I did a song, I had a little bit of Shayo element in there. And the video is very, very, I don't know if you've seen the video actually. Oh my word. The video is quite very, very interesting for you to watch. You know what I'm saying? So I can't wait for us to push it out there, to have it playing all over the place, so people can see what we made up of. You know what I'm saying? So tonight is a song I discover. I felt after recording a whole lot of song, let me do a song for my fans and apologize for keeping them waiting for too long. That's what tonight is all about.
And your tattoos, what are your tattoos of?
Those tattoos.
I want to know everything.
Those tattoos. Some people will tell me, please just come to me and just show me your tattoos and just go. They just want to see the tattoo. Well, those tattoos, I have them on my body because of each time I have some depressing moments and challenges in my life. They have meanings in my life. From my chest to my hands and my bicep and everything, they have meanings in my whole body. So I feel I chose to say, okay, this is the only way of giving back to myself.
Yeah.
Because it's gone to those days when I go back to my daddy. I'm like, daddy, I need to buy a handout. I need money. Who gives a shit about me? I have to look out for myself. So if I'm going through whatever problem, I go through it by myself.
Yeah. So you got to internalize it first.
So let it be. My buddy.
Okay, let's listen to it. Tonight.
Tonight.
Keeping it real. On CliffCentral.com.
My course on DBT, best of all, me I know they send. If you know send me, oh my no send. And if you know like me, oh my no send. Or do I don't bless me, oh my no send. Yeah, one Benny, I like more than one Benny. Yo, Baba Kuba, one Benny. One for all of me, one Benny. Yeah, I say one Benny, I like more than one Benny. Yo, Baba Kuba, one Benny. One for all of me, one Benny. Yeah, my fans, them sorry for the wait. You don't miss me, sorry for the day. I come by council, come make me crazy. Follow the leader, come make me crazy. So you go dey roll like fire. Shall you go dey flow like water. Anything you want make una order. Cause I got everything to make you surrender. Holy go dey blow like fire. Shall you go dey flow like water. Anything you want make una order. Cause I got everything to make you surrender. Tonight, some people just they start to hate me. Cause of my money. Some people just they start to beef him. Oshese were
chayo.
Ojulasan oshese were
chayo.
Oshese were
chayo.
Ojulasan oshese were
chayo.
I know they lie. 2008 I shine. 2009 I shy. Still in the game where are you? Yeah. You can deny. In the game you follow, I'm making the cash you borrow. My money long like tomorrow.
Holy good.
chayo, good you flow like water. Anything you want, make una order. Cause I got everything to make you surrender. To my fans, I'm sorry for the wait. If you don't miss me, sorry for the late. Now come by council, come by council.
That video is hot. I'm going to load it up on my Facebook page so everybody can see it and check it out. If you're listening to the show, if you're a promoter, if you're a station manager, you got to check this video out and you got to get it onto your channels. Really, really hot.
Oh,
where were you? You shot it in Cape Town, yeah?
I shot it in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shot down in Cape Town. I set up my team, me, Phantom, Cowboy, and then Tim the Brand is from Germany. We flew him down to Cape Town. And okay. Ricardo Koopman is my producer. So whatever Bijan is going to be doing as regard as visual,
yeah,
those are the team that go behind me, do everything we want to do. We work with zero budget to some budget. At some point, I tell myself, listen here, because it's my comeback, we're not going to do a cheap video.
Yeah.
So let's go all out. So those videos that I have right now, they're quite expensive, but it's not about that. It's about having people to see them.
You have to. It's worth it.
It's about
especially because you came in with such a bang with Shayo and everything else.
Yeah.
To come in Hong Kong, as you call it, people are going to like, this guy.
This guy.
Who is he?
You know this. Yeah.
Wow, shame.
You know, so we went to see how we can get this material on people's faces. Let them even remember me. Yeah. Let them even know this is Vigiana's video.
Because the production quality on that is brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. Brilliant.
No.
So what's next? We're getting Bijiana out there.
Yeah.
And we're pushing the brand. People want to get hold of you. How do they contact you?
On my Facebook is Bijiana, and on my Instagram is Bijiana as well.
Yeah.
But on my Twitter is Bijiano_Kuti. That's BIGIANO_KUTI. And you can check my website www.bigianoworld.com or astermakis.com, which is astermakins.com. Yeah. That's .com.
Otherwise, it will all be loaded on my Facebook page.
I know you. I trust you. Put everything. Lord,
just push everything.
Just put it, please.
But I mean, it was difficult. I mean, I asked your manager for some pictures. I was like, which one must I choose? I was spoiled for choice.
Don't worry. When you finish all those things, we are going to pay Lobola. This one between me.
My mother listens to the show. She'll come and find you.
Yeah, she'll see me. I don't just want Oga Gareth to come and chase me away from him.
Oga Gareth, are you listening to this?
Listening. I'm sure he's listening somewhere now. When I was here, he was about to step out. I'm like, I'm a big fan. I'm a follower. I love what you're doing. And he said, yeah, sure. I said, sorry, can I take a photo? I said, I want to be like you. Just take a photo and stop it. Before you know it, I'll put it everywhere. People say, Bijiana, yeah, with the Gareth. Yeah, I made it. I said, yes.
You're the Don of Cliff Central.
If you can appoint me, I can, you know, be a co-presenter. I can be the script writer for the day, you know. I am multi-talented. I can do anything here. Just link me.
Just come in.
See, my career is looking for jobs. Z is a good manager. All my team were strong. Aston Martin's Ben, whatever you are, you're listening right now. I know you're listening. Big old shout out to you. Much respect for you, Ben. And to all of my fans out there, I want to say, stay away from drugs. Love each other. Don't discriminate about your skin color or anything. Do away with violence and just love each other.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
couldn't have ended the show in a better note. It has been an absolute pleasure. I look forward to seeing your brand explode to even more heights.
Amen.
Because you've got the energy, you've got the passion, and you're talented.
Thank you so much.
Very rare that you have a musician that encompasses all that, but more importantly is that you're God-fearing, which
is what
I love.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. So stay blessed. And let's rock this world.
Yeah, sure. We're gonna take over the world together.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much for listening. If you want to drop me a message on Twitter, it is PrincessRTM. Otherwise, I'm on Facebook and Instagram under my name, Rosie Motena. And next week, we go to Uganda Fashion. Stay tuned.
Pan-African Connect on CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.